This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a Motown MC whose arsenal of lyrical ammunition will be sprayed at hip-hop fans all across the globe this spring with the release of his brand new album, Street Hop. Please welcome Royce da5'9". How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Z. That was one hell of an introduction.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I worked long and hard on it, kind of like you do with your music, so I think that's fair.
Right, okay.
Last we spoke, unbelievably, was November of 04. I was doing college radio at the time. You had just dropped your Make It Count mixtape. We discussed the politics of your label dealings and the politics of this country. So needless to say, a lot has changed on both fronts over the last 4 years, huh?
Boy, has it ever. Has it ever. Crazy. The game is like all the way in reverse where it was in 04.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the country.
When I asked you about that election outcome, which had George Bush defeating John Kerry, you said it proves that we can only do so much. Obviously, that was the sentiment at the time. Ironically, the reverse meaning of that statement is actually what got President Obama into office. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. George Bush did so terribly at his job that you had so many people that were just willing to see what the opposite of him would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Barack Obama. Him getting into office and stinking up the country like he did was a blessing for us.
We didn't recognize it at the time, obviously, but it's clear now.
Not at all.
Exactly. Other than the excitement over the new president, everyone's excited because this past fall you dropped Bar Exam 2, and coming up this spring, you have your brand new album, Street Hop. I've only heard one cut. It's the single Shake This. Got me pretty excited. So how excited are you, Royce, for the release of this newest addition to your catalog?
I'm very excited, but I'm very biased as well. I can't really make any decisions based off of my opinion because I'm just loving everything that we have. You know, like me and Kino, we had like an official creative discussion on what we're using and what we're not using. We haven't even got to that point yet because I'm still cutting for another week or two. Put it like this. Me and Kino are going to fall out trying to pick what songs we're going to use. That's how much crazy ammunition that I had a straight-up show-out session last night. Like, I didn't cut no vocals last night. I brought people to the studio just to get their opinion, just to play stuff, and I could not get one person in the room to tell me that they didn't like one record. I couldn't get one person in the studio to say, Royce, okay, number 7 I didn't like. I was like, look, at any time, please tell me if you don't like something. Have you seen that one scene in the Notorious movie when Puff's character was talking to Big's character, and he was like, we're going to change the world, Biggie Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
The way he referred to him as Biggie Smalls, and you know Puff never referred to Biggie as Biggie Smalls.
Never.
Well, me and Kino, when we talk, he'd be like, yeah, we could change the world, Royce da5'9".
Do you feel like you've always felt that way, or is that a feeling that's just come about during the recording of the new project?
Nah, it's just this project. I've had my reservations in the past, but not with this. This project is my baby. Like, recently learned how to put my heart and soul into a project. Like, I've gave everything I had in the past, but I just got more to give now. I'm just putting way more into what I'm doing. I'm not censoring myself. I'm saying whatever I want to say. It's a beautiful feeling. It's just freedom of speech, man. That's a beautiful thing.
What do you think stopped you from doing that in the past?
Nothing stopped me. It just was I had less to give back then. You know, like just going through life and accumulating experiences.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm wiser now. It's about wisdom. It's more fuel in the fire.
Well, to everybody's benefit, that's the situation. The project, executive produced by Primo, who you work with back in the day on one of my favorite songs of yours, Boom. Describe the chemistry that the two of you share in the studio.
It's like a big brother, little brother relationship. Contrary to everybody's belief, I'm the big brother. He's the little brother. You know what I'm saying? So I basically just sit Primo down and be like, look, Primo, this is how I want you to make your beat. I want you to lay the kick first, let the metronome play, then you lay the snare. You know what I'm saying? Then after you finish doing all that, holler at me and I'll let you know if I like the beat. But we pretty much, we go like that. You know what I'm saying? And he listens to me, and that's why it's a beautiful situation. I love him. Love him like a little brother.
What you just described, that pretty much is not the case with most artists and the producers that they work with, especially when said producers are icons in their field.
In reality, like, just me working with Preem as, like I said, a big brother, little brother relationship. I'm the little brother. He's the big brother. Like, me and Preem, like, we took it past music. Like, we got a closer relationship than just music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just do it like that. So anything we do is going to come out good because, you know, we just connect.
Without listening to your current single, Shake This, one might assume that you tried to create one of these dance floor pop radio hits, but the song is about shaking off negative influences. So what would you say throughout your career has been the hardest negative influence to shake off?
It's got to be like drinking. got to be drinking. Drinking is my vice. It's the negative influence that I've learned to just go ahead and embrace. I found that I can function better if I just go ahead and embrace the fact that I drink too much and I need to stop. I'll probably end up on Celebrity Sober House. You ever watch that show on VH1?
Not a reality TV fan myself, sorry.
Yeah, well, me neither, but it's hard for me not to know about that show. Because I'll probably end up on it in probably 15 years, though. I'm going to get a real good run before I end up on that show.
If you recognize the drinking as a problem right now, how hard is it for you to just...
It gives me my edge, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a perfect person. Like, when I look on TV and I see perfect people, I see people that I don't like. Because it's like, you're not perfect. There's something wrong with you. The world just don't see it. I'm really not with that. I'm just about being real, you know, accepting my ills and accepting the positives about me. And then, you know, my positives outweigh my negatives, you know, which makes me a much tubular dude than you.
I haven't heard that word used since Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the early 90s. But in all seriousness, how does your family and your coworkers and the people that you associate with the closest feel about the drinking that you do and in relationship, the work that you're able to do as a musician, as a husband, as a father?
Well, you know what? It's real easy for me to be a husband, you know, because I'm not like a raging alcoholic. I'm not sitting around with my wife drinking. Okay, you got two people. You got Ryan, and then you got Royce the 5'9". You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm Ryan at home with my family. And then when I step out the door on my way to the studio to create what I think is music perfection, that's Royce the 5'9". So on my way to doing that, I have to stop at the store and grab a bottle. I've been in stages where I'm just working out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to the studio every day, but I'm trying to get in shape, and I'm not drinking at all. And I create the same music, you know what I'm saying? It just so happens right now I got the arm injury, and I can't work out, so I want to drink, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Is it difficult to turn on and off?
No, not at all. I've been doing it for like 11 years now, and it hasn't been a clash thus far. That's probably why I'm not like rushing to stop drinking, because it hasn't affected anything in my personal life aside from me deciding to get behind the wheel when I'm drunk, which is stupid.
Absolutely.
I don't recommend anybody to do. You know what I'm saying? That was just a bad decision that I made, you know, and that's the only time that it actually affected my personal life when I caught the DUI.
Well, let me tell you something. If a little bit of booze helps you create an album with 12 to 14 cuts that sound anything like Shake This, I'm all for your continued drinking in moderation.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
But I don't do anything in moderation, but thank you.
For responsible purposes, I had to throw the moderation word.
Right.
In the press release that I read for the project, you were quoted as saying, "I'm ready to show all these other rappers just how whack they really are." So three-part question. We're going to have some fun here. First part, what would your definition be of one of these quote-unquote whack rappers?
I'm all for controversy, and I can start saying names and stuff like that, but I don't really want to do that. I'm not in that mood right now. I just think that people don't try hard.
Okay.
Rappers are not trying hard these days to actually say something lyrical. I think they're more focused on just making sure that it rhymes, if they're doing that, and they're making something that's like catchy for people to listen to. And I just don't think that that's what hip-hop is based off of. I think hip-hop came from a place where it's a cerebral sport and it's competitive. It's kind of like when I said the Jay Hood line, when I said, you a Jay Hood gun video, and he got all upset. Don't get upset. You know, just respond back on the record. It's a competitive sport. It wasn't a diss, but if you take it as a diss, respond back on the record, and let's do something for the love of hip-hop. I think hip-hop in general is just swaying away from what it was built on, and that's just being creative. I don't think people are they're not trying hard enough to be creative no more.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I'll tell you what isn't whack, and that's the newly formed supergroup that you are a part of, Slaughterhouse. A few weeks ago, I spoke with Joe Budden. He joined me inside the DJ booth, and I asked him point blank, has he ever come with a verse, let all of you hear it, and then after your reactions, he thought to himself, you know what, maybe I need to go back in and rewrite this one. And he said, absolutely not. That's never happened to him. I then asked him as a follow-up if that's happened to anybody else, where someone wrote a verse, spit it in front of everybody, but no one was feeling it. And he said that he was the only member of Slaughterhouse who has not rewritten a verse yet. Can I get a confirmation on this?
Well, you know what? He's right in saying that he's never rewritten a verse, but that's probably the reason why he's always getting slaughtered on every song. You know, Joey is my man. That's my man. But, you know, if you really listen to all the records and you go, this verse is first, this verse is second, he's coming in third or fourth every time. You know what I'm saying? And that's because he's too stubborn to rewrite. Me, I don't have a problem with rewriting. I don't like getting spanked. You know what I'm saying? Like, the general public, when they listen, they don't know who rewrote stuff and everything like that.
Absolutely.
But normally, I'm done with my verse first anyway. That's why you always hear me first. on the joint. You know what I'm saying?
Competition usually breeds the best material because people are just naturally competitive. But in some circumstances, and I think you could agree, it also can breed a sort of resentment. Describe the dichotomy, intimately if you will, of the personal and working relationships that you four have when you're creating new music.
It's definitely competitive in the best way that you can think of. Never competitive to the point where we have a problem or, you know what I'm saying, anybody have any type of resentment. The same type of competitive to me and Eminem was when we was around each other when we was playing songs. Like, we're competitive trying to bring the best out of each other. Friendliest competition that you could ever imagine. Joey is like the main factor. He puts the competitiveness in the group. Like, he's like always having everybody at everybody. Crooked is really my only problem in the group. Joey and Ortiz, they my light work. I'm Sergeant Slaughter. You know what I'm saying? But Crooked is the only one that gives me problems, me personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever he lays something, like, I'd be scared to hear his next line. Like, man, what's this fool finna say next?
A lot of my coworkers begged me to ask you who you are ghostwriting for these days.
I'm working with Diddy right now.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Like, I'm so, like, involved in my project, Slaughterhouse project. I don't have a lot of free time to just do, like, side stuff. And I don't even consider Diddy's project side stuff. I consider that something that's got to get done. I feel that I'm officially a go-to guy for him.
Absolutely.
So, you know, whenever he calls me, you know, I stop what I'm doing, even if I just got to work him at the same time and just get him done.
When he sends you your check, does he include Sean John clothing and some cologne?
Yeah. He sends me everything. Sends me some Sean John clothing, Sean John cologne. He sent me $1 million check yesterday that I just got. Probably buy you something for Christmas. What you want?
Wow. I'm going to have to get back to you because $1 million can buy a lot of nice shit. Obviously, we're only a few months into 2009, but this is going to be a big year for you. Come the end of the year, what do you hope will have happened?
You know what, man? I want to see my project take off. And I'm not even talking about, like, no million copies the first week and nothing like that. Like, I want to personally, independently see myself at about 100,000 copies.
Okay.
And I want to see the Slaughterhouse project take off. You know, I want to be on the road constantly with them brothers, and I think we can do something epic together as a group.
Absolutely.
I want us to be popping champagne, shaking hands, and celebrating.
Well, let me tell you something. I would love to join you for that celebration because hopefully that's what happens. Royce, give everybody your website or your MySpace page so they can find out more about you and, of course, the brand new album dropping this spring.
Yeah, it's myspace.com/Royce59, all spelled out.
Thank you so much for joining me inside the DJ booth. Nothing but the continued best of luck to you.
For sure, man. Always a pleasure to speak to you.